We're here today really to support you, to tell your stories, to share your contributions, and to let Canadians see the beauty and goodness of the Muslim community.
Project Ramadan is a powerful idea that epitomizes what it means to be a Muslim. It symbolizes what Ramadan is about, bringing volunteers together who are thinking of those who need help. I wish we didn't have families who are food insecure, but the fact that people rally to help each other is something that makes me proud.
We started this program about 10 years ago. This is our 10th build. We started with the only 500 baskets the first time. Now we are doing about 1,000 baskets for them. And alhamdulillah, we are helping about 6,000 to 7,000 families during the month of Ramadan.
This project is so important, especially for our community, because we want to make sure that, especially during the month of Ramadan, that families can also enjoy the blessings of the month. But special thanks to the incredible volunteers. Volunteers are the backbone of communities and projects, and them coming together this morning, putting these baskets together, shows that how much our youth, our volunteers are involved to make this project a huge success.
I brought my daughter here. I was just dropping her off, but then I decided to stay. And it was just wonderful to see how people were working together and for a really, really amazing project.
Today I volunteered here with my parents and myself. I feel like this was a really unique experience as a student because after COVID, we don't get a lot of experience going out and volunteering, especially in the Muslim community. Last Ramadan, my family and I, we did this kind of event at our own house. We bought a bunch of supplies and then we went around Toronto giving it away to different homes and care homes. Because now I'm here with a lot more Muslim families doing the same exact event and all donating towards the same cause.
I think not just Muslims, everybody needs to support Project Ramadan because we are so blessed to be living in Canada where we, most of us have so much and we need to share and we need to spread, the goodwill and, brotherly love amongst all the communities and also to create awareness that there are people out there who, despite us living in a first world country, who need our support.
And last year, Project Ramadan raised over $500,000 for the project. It's run entirely by volunteers. The first build has already happened in Iqaluit, that's Nunavut, last week, 4th of March. We had the inaugural event where we built about 200 baskets. Those were distributed to the local community, indigenous community. And the last build typically is in Ottawa. So where we build in the parliament, there are MPs from all over Canada. There are senators from all over Canada who join to pack food. We want to raise awareness through these MPs across Canada about the food insecurity that exists within Canada.
So the planning actually starts way before Ramadan. So essentially, 6 months or so before Ramadan, we plan out, what locations we're going to build at, what contents we're going to use, what we're going to put in the bags. So there is like a lot of coordination that happens. We have to also arrange like the beneficiaries, like who's receiving these bags, right? So kind of from the very beginning of 6 months till now, it's basically just organizing the logistics of everything. And then during Ramadan or slightly before, we'll have the actual builds.
It was very interactive. A lot of the people were having fun going through with it. It makes you happy to know that in the community there are things like this where you're supporting families that are going through a struggle, especially in Ramadan.
I am excited for next year's Ramadan project.
I am also very excited and I would like to come back again next year.
Our videos reach people all over the world. We hope you will seize the opportunity to share in the reward from God. Please support us today.